Welcome to This Is Our Earth podcast. I am Sylvia Puentes, and I invite you to these amazing conversations that explore the wonder and magic of connecting with our beautiful planet. Inspired by El Lugar, the Place, originally a book by Gary Douglas, and now being actualized on our Earth as we speak. What can we each be that would create a sustainable living Earth? Welcome, everyone, to another episode of This Is Our Earth. And today I have a dear friend, and I get the pleasure to actually see him. So I have him right in front of me, and I'd like to introduce him to you. His name is Anthony Mattis, actually Dr. Anthony Mattis. He is a chiropractor, also a facilitator of Access Consciousness. He's a three-day body process facilitator, and then he has a specialty called ASB, which I hope to hear more about. And I've invited him here to kind of but to ask him questions about what he knows about the contribution of the body, the work that he does, and what that contributes to creating our Earth. So thank you, Anthony, for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Sylvia. Awesome. Glad to be here.
So where would you like to begin? Because I tend to want to go everywhere all at once.
Yeah,
but you have an incredible story of just, you know, starting as a chiropractor and what you've, you know, chosen in the recent years to with bodies.
Yeah, well, I mean, since a lot of this podcast is about the, you know, the Earth and, you know, El Hogar and all the great things that Access Consciousness is doing really all over the world, between Italy with the castle and down in Costa Rica with building this beautiful resort, and in a way that's so like a contribution to the Earth and not like just devouring trees. And, you know, and I can't even speak enough about it because I don't know like the details of it, but it is just... So it's just an exciting thing to see what Access Consciousness is creating for the Earth, and a bunch of things too, like actions for futures as well, like planting trees in different parts of the world as well. And so that's super exciting to be a contribution to the Earth in and of itself. But one of the greatest gifts that Access has been for me, besides getting me through my, let's say my grieving or the areas in my life that weren't working for me at the time when I started, was what I noticed is that the tools help you to become more sensitive to the world around you. And I don't mean sensitive in a way like where you become a doormat, but when I mean sensitive, it's like you start to notice the trees even more than before, the flowers, the animals, people, and even like people who maybe you would have decided were mean people and grumpy people. What the tools create is this level of sensitivity where you can kind of see behind or beyond the grumpy or beyond the anger. And you start to become even more aware of the world around you and the environment around you without you being at the effect of it. And so,
I love that. Like, wow. Like increasing that sensitivity. And it's so funny. And thank you for kind of clarifying the word sensitivity, because we've judged it as something wrong. Oh, you're so sensitive, like stop it, right?
Yeah.
But yet I know for myself, there is a level of just noticing when the sun comes out, feeling the warmth, seeing the things that, you know, I'd like to think that it's always been there, but you're right, it hasn't. Like there is a new level of noticing and receiving it that I didn't have available before.
Yeah, I mean, everything becomes brighter. I mean, the colors are brighter. I mean, just everything. So it's just, you notice things more. And I always noticed things like anyway. I wasn't that type of person that was sort of like, you know, I always loved our Earth. I always had, you know, living in New Jersey, we have basements up north in the Northeast, right? And so, but people usually finish the basements and turn them into like living rooms. And I would spend so much time watching TV, but a lot of the TV shows that I liked to watch were shows that were filmed on these beautiful locations like Fantasy Island or like the Love Boat, where you get to see them travel over the seas. And I'm like, wow. And it'd always be like during those winter months where everything was so gray and cold. And I'm like, man, I just want to live somewhere really beautiful. So I mean, we have such a beautiful planet that we live on, and like forests and open space and the sea and mountains. And I just remember saying, I just want to see it all, you know? And so I started to develop that gratitude for the Earth back then. But like even now, like I said, even more now with everything that we've been doing in Access, being in Access for the last 9 years, it's amazing how much my sensitivity or my awareness of the world around me has exponentialized. And, you know, and being a three-day body facilitator, it's like, I'll never forget the founder of Access Consciousness, Gary Douglas. He says, you know, when you receive these body processes, and there's over 50 of them, and then there's more advanced ones, but he's like, when you receive these energetic body processes, one of the things that they create in a person's world is to help them to become more vibrationally compatible with the earth. And I was like, whoa.
Totally. Yeah,
because that's been my experience.
Well, it's interesting, as you've been talking about, and you've been mentioned the color gray, but it's like, how many people are walking on the planet gray, like that sense of colorless, of not noticing, and that gift of noticing, being grateful in this part. So can you say more about that vibrational compatibility with the earth? Like, what is that? And can you feel it? Is it a feeling? Is it what? Well, yeah, more about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it, you know, it's, you know, we say our being sense and our bodies feel. So yeah, it is actually like a feeling in the body, and it could actually go both ways. And so this may sound hokey to some people who haven't, like, don't really know or understand the tools of access, but it's like, let's just take like pain, for example. Like that shows up in our body, like physical pain or tension, or it could even be mental stuff like anxiety or anger or whatever, or depression. And so one of the things that we say in Access is like, you know, what if 99% of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions and pains in your body don't belong to you? Now, again, I know that sounds hokey for maybe some allopathic people who might be listening to this, but it was, I even had doubt when I first started, right? But when I actually started to explore, the one question that they say to ask for all these different symptoms is, who does it belong to? And you have two other options besides deciding that it's yours. Even if the lab tests say it's yours, even if the x-ray says it's yours, it doesn't matter. So what we've learned is to explore someone else's or something else. And we sort of investigate by asking more questions, and you learn that in the more advanced classes. And so what I found after doing these body classes is that some things would show up in my body. And when I would ask, who does it belong to? And I got this awareness that it might be something else. What we've learned is that 90%+ of the time, it's the earth actually asking for an energetic contribution from you. It's not asking for your pain. It's not asking for your suffering, but everything is energy, right? Including your pain and your suffering or whatever it is. So what if you actually gave the earth back the energetics of that? And we just do some simple like 1, 2, 3s. And sometimes in a body class, I'll actually have someone get up and move around and walk and give it to the earth. Again, not the pain and suffering, but sort of the energetic contribution. And the reason why it's showing up in your body that way is because that's your body being aware of the earth requiring some energy from us. Because globally, as a human species, we are taking from this amazing planet. We're really not contributing as a whole. And so what if we could actually start contributing energetically speaking as a whole? And what would that actually create for our beautiful planet? So
I love you're bringing this up, because actually my very, very first live class with the founder of Access Consciousness, Gary Douglas, was an evening intro and getting off the short bus, I think was the title of it. But this brilliant man that I saw in front of me, so different. I mean, such a different energy. But we did this exercise, and maybe we can do it here, exactly what you said. And I had a pain in my arm that had been there for 3 weeks, and it logically made sense. I had lifted weights probably too much and pinched a nerve, you know, but it was this sharp pain. As soon as I would put on a shirt or twist it a certain way, I mean, it was mine. It felt like mine. It wasn't going away. And in that evening class, he asked those three questions that you just mentioned, and really following what seems not so crazy now, but I get what you're saying. Like at the beginning, it was like, what? But trusting that we do know. So that, was it this? No, this? No. And when he said, you know, is it the earth or something else? Because it didn't even say something else. And I was like, yeah, well, what's that? Yeah. And did that energetic contribution that you said, the 1, 2, 3, and it was gone. I remember stretching my arm left and right, like searching for it, and the lady next to me said, careful, you might find it, but never, ever, 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 ever came back. And that was, I'm all right, the most fun I've had in a class, the quickest change. I'm all, what is this? So I'm so grateful you're talking about, and the way you put it, Anthony, that it's not about contributing our pain and suffering. There's actually energies that we be. So will you expand on that? Because this is, yeah, brilliant. Thank
Well,
you.
I mean, everything is energy. Everything has a consciousness to it, even in that inanimate objects. But your thoughts, feelings, and emotions have energy attached to it as well. And the earth is energetic, as you know. And so, there is this constant exchange of energy happening between humans, animals, trees, and the earth. And it's going back and forth. And so when the earth sometimes gets to a place where, like, hey, I need some help here. You know what I mean? It's like, and you're walking on the earth, your body's becoming aware of that, but you're not paying attention. And so when we actually sort of like create the separation between us and the earth keeps knocking, I mean, after a while, that's going to show up as some sort of a symptom, either physically or possibly mentally. And we also talk about tapping into the thoughts, feelings, and emotions of people too. But that's another conversation. We're talking about the earth here. I don't want to get into that. But I will say that these tools can change the face of mental illness on the planet if people are willing to look outside the box. But that's another topic for another day. We're talking about the earth. And so, and going back to your story, like as a chiropractor in my clinic, I wasn't sure if these weird and wild, wacky tools worked. And this lady came in with tendonitis, right? So what do I do? The typical chiropractic thing is like, okay, overuse syndrome, right? Do you play tennis? No. Do you play baseball? No. Do you type all day? No. Like all these different things. I'm like, I'm gonna ask you something weird. Who does it belong to? Someone else's or something else? She's like, I don't know, something else? I'm like, cool. Just do some 1, 2, 3s to the earth and let's see what happens. And she did it 10 times and she goes, oh my God, it's totally gone. And I'm like, Christ, I spent over $100,000 for chiropractic education. I just made someone's tendonitis go away in what, 2 minutes?
Magic that I love about this podcast because it is inviting us to acknowledge what we've labeled weird. I had Simone Millicis on with me the other day and I kept saying this weird, and she's all, what if it's not weird anymore? And it's like, I mean, we know you, between you and I, hundreds of people that have had this quick change with what seems so simple of a question to unlock what we've made so true and real. So
I
my question
know.
is like, what else is possible by beginning to question what might not be ours, having more of a sense what is true for us that actually can contribute to a more sustainable living planet. Like, what do you know about that?
Well, it's like we have to lead by example, and something that I've learned, and it's taken me a long time to learn this, is that, a lot of people are okay with what the best of this reality has to offer, and whatever the systems and procedures are in place for better health, physical and mental. And but then you have, people who, let's say, no matter what they did within this reality, nothing seemed to work, whether it was, mental stuff, grieving, loss, or physical pains, and they try these weird, wild, wacky different modalities that actually get them the results. But we forget this stuff is like, everyday stuff for you and I now. You know what I mean? It's not, it isn't weird for us, right? But I forget because when I talk to family members and I hear about, let's say, their children suffering, and they've seen the amazing results that I've gotten and the children, my children have gotten from these tools, and they don't ask a question when two out of, well, I'm not going to say just in case they're listening, but when they have their children suffering and being medicated pretty heavily, and not one question to go maybe outside the box. It's like I had to keep my mouth shut. In the past, I'd be like, and then when you try to shove things down people's throats, it doesn't work. When you do it from a place of caring, right? It never works. So the only thing that I can say as far as creating a sustainable future is like we have to be willing to be all of who we are and not hide any of our capacities and talents, and constantly being the question of how we can actually contribute to the earth and leave it a better place than, you know, than the way we found it when we arrived. And so that our children and our children's children actually have this amazing planet with clean air and clean water, clean sewer systems, you know what I mean? And so it's like, you know, what else can I be? And I think as we develop our sensitivities to the world around us, that will create an awareness of different solutions, different possibilities, more questions we can ask about, you know, like what else is possible beyond what's currently happening today. And so it's sort of like this thing, but we have to be willing to be that in order to create that in the future. And you know, and the time is now.
The time is now. I mean, for me, it's like we, like you said, the things we can acknowledge about what it is we know and what we be may invite one, two, maybe three or more people, but the willingness to keep going. Because I do know that that part that you're talking about outside of the box, if we've been living in a box creating what we're creating, I mean, I think, you know, the gifts of the times that we're living now is that it's given us what we clearly see hasn't worked. And when everything kind of shut down, that sense of, oh, wow, things change. The earth is more vibrant, like all the gifts we saw around the planet. And so thank you, because that willingness and the courage, I say, to step out of the box, one person that chooses that changes everyone around them, whether they ask or not. So thank you for that. And then I would also like to ask you, because you're talking about acknowledging, say, your gifts or talents or abilities or what you're aware of. Now, you have a specialty called ASB. And, you know, I met you before you started that. And that invitation that Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here, creators of Access Consciousness, invited you to. Can you talk a little about the journey? Because I do say courage, because, you know, so if you can share a little more.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, you know, being a chiropractor, Dr. Dane here, the co-creator of Access Consciousness, he's also a chiropractor as well. One day he just asked me to work on him in class as a chiropractor. And so I did. And then Gary Douglas, the founder of Access, after class was over, he's like, would you mind working on me? But I sort of had this awareness that he wasn't really interested in a chiropractic treatment. And, you know, we all know Dr. Dane here's story about when he first met Gary Douglas and all that. And so when Gary asked me up to his room to work on him, I had this sense that I was going to have a similar experience that Dane did. And there was this voice like being like, don't go, you'll screw up, you'll mess up, you know? But then there was this other voice that said, you better get your ass up there because your whole life is about to change. And so thank God Dane was up in the room. And I'm like, Dane, he doesn't want chiropractic, does he? And he's like, no. And I'm like, well, what am I going to do? He's like, you'll figure it out. And so I just laid my hands on Gary and his body sort of like jumped off the table about 3 or 4 inches. And I'm like, are you okay? Did I hurt you? And he's like, no. He's like, you just shot a lightning bolt through my body. And then he actually called out to Dane. He's like, hey, Dane, we just found someone who has very similar capacities as you. And Dr. Dane here is the creator of ESB. Energetic synthesis of being, and the creator of SOP, the Symphony of Possibilities, where we learn like this energetic modality. And so ASB is just a term that they have affectionately called the energetic sessions that I do for Anthony, synthesis of being, but it comes from the ESB in the SOP universe. And so at that time, the guys invited me to not only do sessions in their classes, but to work on their bodies energetically. And that was 6 years ago, and that changed my life. It opened me up to universes that I would only seen a science fiction movie. And again, it wasn't even something, well, I was seeking it my whole life, but it wasn't something that I had expected. Do you know what I mean? And Gary's like, you know, this is something that you be. And I didn't know what the hell that meant. It took me about 4 years from that comp. Like, what do you mean? It's something I be, wouldn't you? Like, cause I'm a nice guy. I'm not a nice guy. I'm kind of an asshole sometimes. You know what I mean? I'm like, what do you mean I be, you know? He's like, no, he's like, it's your being. And I'm like, well, what the hell does that mean? You know, it's like, then
and watch you, I don't know if the word is develop it, but like receive it more, acknowledge it more.
That's it. Receive it more is huge, because it's like, that's exactly what happened, because it's like, I already beat it, but I wasn't really able to acknowledge it or receive it. And again, as we do the more advanced classes in Access Consciousness, it sort of prepares the space for you to actually perceive, know, be, and receive the magic of you, your being. And it's like, oh my God. And when that starts to occur, nobody, no matter who it is, no matter how much they try to cancel you and shut you down, nobody can take it away from you, because you know that you know that you know. And that's the gift that these tools are. They help you to access your being.
And so, well, it's just beautiful. Thank you. I get so moved.
And you too. I mean, God, we should post pictures of like even what we used to look like, right? We're like older. We're like a decade older, and we look better than we did back then. It's like
happier and more vibrant and light, more energy.
It's not supposed to happen.
I know I can see that difference, but yes, I didn't allow myself to always be this happy and vibrant, energized, because it was too much, you know? Mm-hmm. So I acknowledge more of that. Mm-hmm. It's incredible of what's available for me to choose, create, be, and do.
Yeah.
But Anthony, you're talking about this ongoing, this beautiful invitation for you to acknowledge what you be, and then 4 years into it, and maybe still receiving it. What could you invite people listening that, you know, may be like, what is that? Or there's nothing magical about me. What could you invite them to?
Well, number one, if you have the point of view, there's nothing magical about you, that's a lie, because there is, you are a miracle. And you may not feel that way now. And maybe your whole life, all you've heard is, oh, you have so much potential. And I heard that my whole life. But for whatever reason, I wasn't able to access it. I'd see little glimpses here and there. All I can say is these tools, and there's so many different tools, there's so many different resources and access. I mean, from releasing abuse out of your world to releasing pain out of your body and mental stuff. I mean, there's so many different tools. And so what I say to people is this, if you like to have more of you, if you would like to access what you've always known, but for whatever reason, haven't been quite able to get there or have it show up in your everyday life, I believe these tools can help you get there and have that and receive that. And once you do, it's like nobody can take that away from you. It won't matter if they look at you as a weirdo anymore, because you are functioning from this space of knowing that it becomes yours. And that's what Access is about. It's empowering you to know what you know. And to kind of give you permission to have a happy life. It's like, it's okay to be happy and without drugs. You know what I mean? It's like without drugs. And we're not saying that drugs are bad. Don't get me wrong. And one of the models of Access Consciousness is consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. But it really teaches you how to be in the question about what's going to actually work for you and your body. And so one of my greatest gifts in the world, and I realized this when I was a chiropractor and I was taking these like life coaching programs, but one of the most fun things for me to do is to contribute to someone's life in a way where they get to actually access more of them. When that happens, that's a great day at the office. You know what I mean? It's like, wow, they just got more of themselves, more communion with their body, more communion with their family, with their husband, with their wife, with their children. The abuse that they suffered from no longer impacts their body or their mind any longer. And so when someone has more of them, after I've been able to work with them, like, to me, that's a great day at the office.
I love it. And one of the things I know is that as you create that lightness of happiness, like giving yourself permission to be happy, having lightness with your body and the space between your muscles and everything else, like, that does contribute to a greater planet. So
absolutely.
So thank you so much, Anthony.
My pleasure.
Thank you for choosing and ongoingly choose, even when it didn't seem easy. So that courage, that is creating a different planet with your own family, your kids, and everybody that knows you. So
thank you so much.
So grateful for you. And if anyone's looking for Anthony, he is an Access Conscious facilitator, so you will find him on the Access Consciousness website. Where else can people find you, Anthony?
DrAnthonyMattis.com.
Awesome. Yeah. So, thank you.
Thanks, and Sylvia. You
on the show again to have that other conversation where we could have gone off.
Yeah, that would be great.
Thank awesome. You.
Thanks, Sylvia. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this show. My target is to inspire new actions and conversations that empower us all to know that we are the ones creating the future. If you'd like a way to contribute to our podcast, please leave a review wherever you listen. And for information about Alugar, visit l-lugar.com. Thank you.